cabbage, turnip, all like that. That thing good.
That's now, when you cut up, when you kill a hog, tell me about what you did with it. You cut it into what?
Well, you see a hog, how we used to cut it down.
The meat between the shoulders and the ham was
a quarter. Quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah, you cut it four quarter.
Yeah.
See? Uh-huh. Cross this way, and cross this way. Now you got the shoulder here, and you got the iron part.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to make cracker, when you do that, when you kill a hog, you split it right in the center, right in the center of the backbone. You got to sort it. Take it and hang it in the shade, let it stay there overnight. You come back the next morning, take it and put it on the table, then you quart it. And that'll cut your crack. You're talking about something good. That's the way we used to do that out in the pine. And
the meat was boiled?
You know what?
No, you did. Boiled. I mean, one time.
Back in the old days, your meat never got spoiled?
That what?
Never would get spoiled.
Oh, Lord. You know what? My daddy sold meat in the month of July. Never spoiled. You know how he did that? He took one of them nail cags, you know them small cags, about like that. They wash it good. And they bore a hole in the bottom of that barrel. He took his meat, he put it in a brand new tub or crock. And he put salt, you know, and I mean he messed it up good. He took that meat, every time he put that meat down, put a layer of salt on it, all kind of way. And then he'll take it, put a rag, and then the top. And take the same thing and set it on top of any kind of pan. And as that meat curing, that water, that thing dropping out there.
Yeah.
Get that meat and cook it just like that shoulder meat. Never spoil. And I know people kill hogs today, but salt it, next 2 days the doggone thing don't spoil.
Yeah.
But they don't know how to spoil it. What you call it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You ever hear the story about the man who was going down the road and he got picked, he was thumbing for a ride and the man picked him up and he got in the car and it was air conditioned. And he said, he was near his home and they started going down the road and he says, "You better let me out here." He says, "Why?" He says, "Well, with this cold snap coming on, I better go kill my hog."
But he find a different when he got out to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lord.
But, you know, now the meat between the shoulders and the ham was called a, you know what the middling was?
The middle?
Middling, yeah, or the...
Let me see.
Okay. Now, the kind of meat that you would buy sliced real thin to eat with your eggs.
But that's a bacon.
Yeah.
A bacon.
And you would you cut something off the side, the outside of that, mm-hmm. of that meat? You know, the real thick outside part.
Well, I don't know.
What did you cut off that meat before you?
Before you cure it?
Before you, yeah.
Well, I tell you what, you cut you work on the first part, the shoulder, then you get to the belly. I say you cut that off and salt it down. You don't put that together, you know. Uh-huh. And everything, you know, you got to cut the back, you cut that, leave the shoulder there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all, I don't know what you call that, the back, I call them belly, that's soft up in here.
See, all belly, yeah. Now, when you cut up, let's see, the edge of the bacon that you would cut off was the what? That was called
I knew what they called that. Well, I believe that's what they make that bacon out of that belly.
Yeah. Did you ever buy any meat that you would cut up yourself,
no.
and eat it with your egg?
Yeah. You can buy salt meat. You do that with salt meat.
Yeah.
But you got to
buy bacon like that. You can buy by slab.
Oh, yeah. You go buy slab.
Yeah.
Well, I never bought no bacon by slab.
Cut it and make your own bacon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.